Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey.
Pam is over there.
Hello.
Phil is over there.
What's up?
So we were just talking about a fire plug.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, you know, some people look are kind of like stocky. And they look kind of like a fire plug. Like, if you look at a fire plug, if it was a person, you get the head, you get the arms sticking straight out. Like, a person was, like, kind of like you could tell they must have, like, been, like, into, like, lifting weights at some point. Like, they're head and shoulders, no neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a fire plug.
That's who I'm going to be with Saturday morning on News 8.
Well, you got Stephanie Simone, who's no fire plug. Matter of fact, she's just plain hot.
Yeah.
And then you got their weather dude. I forget his name. Nice guy. He seems like a nice guy, but he seems like a fire plug dressed in a suit. He's like, you see, like, he's got, like, you could tell he must have, like, at one time, like, worked out. Because he's like, he's like a thick head, thick shoulders. Like, he's like, no, there's no neck. It's the head and shoulders.
Yeah.
It's like, call those fire plugs.
So it's, I like doing these things because it promotes the show and it promotes the cause, which is the diaper bank of Connecticut, which is very, very important.
Very important. Those things are expensive.
But, you know, to get up in, get up early on a weekend to go in for a 2-minute spot. It's not like coming on our show.
Right.
You're going to be in studio for a half an hour or an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
There's going to be videos. There's going to be audio. There's going to be.
You're getting there. It's going to take a lot longer than you'd be on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's exactly how that's how TV is.
Right. So it'll take me longer to shower.
Right.
Then I'll be on the air.
Having breakfast will take you longer.
Right. But, you know, I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And so I'll be with the lady from the diaper bank.
Nice.
And that'll be my Saturday morning. And then Sunday morning, the Shamrock and Roll road race.
You're out in the streets like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. My thing is I never really have a good time when I run.
Mm.
You know, I think if I get under 30 minutes, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to crack 25. And
I come home and I'm dying good.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's not easy.
No.
One night, I forgot how many years ago this was. Maybe 2 years ago. Jennifer and I went over to John Gee's house. We got fucking hammered.
Yep.
We're like, we got to go. We got to run the road race tomorrow. And John Gee's like, no, I have another. Hours later, you know, we get home, we go to bed, and it seemed like we were sleeping for 10 minutes. You know, when you wake up and you're like, wow, my body just got to sleep.
Yep.
Yep.
And now I'm up.
Yep.
And we go and completely, there's not enough mouthwash or toothpaste to erase the smell of booze on you.
You're still burping up beer.
Right? So we have to get in so I could go on and talk to television. And I do it, you know, I've done this many times.
You're a pro.
Not a problem. I'm sure the person interviewing me thought, wow, he had a tough night.
Or got a contact high.
Yeah, or got a contact high.
Yep.
But we get to park right in front of Toad's place because at 5 in the morning, there's no one there.
None of the hookers, no.
Right. So the live shot is over on whatever channel it was. And I thought, well, let's go in the car and get some sleep.
Yeah,
so we go, we lean the seats back, we fall asleep. Now, a few hours later, we wake up and it's like they dropped the car in the middle of a fucking festival.
Right.
I'm, you know how your dream kind of incorporates what's going on around you?
Exactly.
Like I'm dreaming where all these people are around me in this carnival or whatever.
Yeah.
And I open my eyes and my mouth is like wide open and my head's like hanging over on the seat.
In the window like a door. Like,
there's people everywhere. We're right in front of Toads. It's about a half an hour before the race starts.
Oh my God.
And there's a zillion people.
Yep.
And they're all just walking by and it looks like these two people like, you know, no one checked to see if the car may have been running at one point.
You guys are dead.
Just ran out of gas and like we just like asphyxiated.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got up. And my whole goal that day was, and it is every year, to beat the Guinness Cup. Like, I don't care what my time is. I'd like to beat 25. I can't do that.
Yeah.
There's
full
a
costume.
Guy, yeah. There's people in costumes.
You saw that too?
There are people fully dressed in costumes. And one costume that shows up every year is the Guinness Cup.
Gotcha.
It's actually a glass. It's a big glass of Guinness with two sneakers coming out of the bottom.
Right.
And that's impossible to miss it.
Okay.
Right. How have I missed it?
You can't beat that cup.
That's my thing,
AJ.
That's
a problem. That's a problem.
My whole thing is like, I'm beating that fucking Guinness Cup.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And as bad and like hungover slash still drunk as I was at this event, I saw that Guinness Cup. And I looked at him and I said, you're fucking going down.
He said, I already took you out last night.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Didn't I see you last night?
You smell like me.
I got a 12-hour head start on you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I forgot where it was. Like, so we start and we're running the best we can. And I hit a hill
Right.
I'm like, oh. And I start just the walking fast. I'm like, I got to stop.
Right.
And here comes the Guinness company. No. Taps me on the shoulder.
No.
And runs by, gives me the finger.
Really?
He's like, yeah. I'm like, you that's mother.
That's a nasty
Did you
glass.
Catch him?
Oh, it was all in fun.
Right.
Yeah. He's not evil.
Right.
But I caught him in the final stretch. And, oh, when I crossed that line, I almost heaved.
Oh, yeah.
But I was booking right around the last corner. I'm like, there it is, the Guinness Cup. And I'm running. I see the finish line, and I'm running and running and running. And got right past him.
I would have tripped the fuck.
Yeah, you would have.
I beat the Guinness Cup.
Break the glass.
And then you go inside of Toad's and you drink.
Exactly.
It's
what you need. It's been minutes.
You know what? I should have done that before.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, now come to think of it, we did. Jennifer and I woke up in the car, and we had nips.
Right.
And we had a couple nips before we started the run.
Hair of the dog, man. Brings
you
right back.
Loosen
I know
you up
we sound
bit.
Like total boozers now, but you need to know. I only do this
on
once in a while.
Right, they dab on the weekends.
And
you got to support alcohol.
Right.
Yeah. You should see if we could talk to the Guinness Cup on Monday.
Oh, if I see if the Guinness Cup is there, I'm talking to the Guinness Cup.
Yeah.
I'll record him.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and AJ, you never really went into detail on the air about
the snowflake. We opened the snowflake at the Jersey show. It was a great show. It was a packed place. But the funny thing was, is I do in my stand-up a thing about Hillary Clinton and there's a thing about her having sex. And I also kind of like poke fun at Chelsea Clinton. So as I'm doing the Hillary Clinton having sex, someone's shouting back to me. It's a female voice. And I'm thinking it's someone who's, okay, now probably just, they sound like Hillary shouting back.
Right.
Like, okay, this person's into
They're participating in the bit.
They're participating in the bit. So, and I really can't hear much because everybody's friggin' laughing. So I do
That's
my
That's a good
set.
Problem.
Exactly. I killed. It was great. And then Gary Pettinella came on after me. He totally killed. It was awesome. And then Dave Riley comes up. And Dave does about an hour with the crowd before he actually goes into what he has prepared, into his actual bit. And then while it's going on, we hear somebody like talking and laughing really loud in the bathroom. So it was so loud that Dave was like, what the hell is that? And like everybody's like, what is that? You know? So when someone goes, it's some lady in the bathroom. So Dave's like, all right. He goes, here's what we're going to do. Everybody just stare at that bathroom. When she comes out, we'll embarrass her. So same, you know, sure enough, she comes out. We're all staring. Dave goes, you okay in there? She goes, yeah, I'm fine. How you doing? He goes, good. He goes, you know, you're kind of loud in there. He goes, what's up? She turns around and she points. She goes, the first comic sucks fucking balls. He sucks fucking balls. Points to Gary. You're great.
More like feet, but close.
You're great. Points to Dave. You're great. She goes, but him, he fucking sucks balls. So I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this is the first time I ever heard something negative. And I was devastated inside. On the other side, I'm like smiling and
you
laughing.
You got to
like,
just think like it's a regular radio show.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So it escalates because Dave's trying to find out what her problem is. Now, she's getting pissed at Dave, so they're going back and forth. It's getting nastier and nastier where Dave
I'm guessing goes, Dave is more fun.
Dave loved it. Dave's like, you know, he goes, you're not even hot enough looking to be a bitch. That's how wrong you are right now. It ended up with him calling her something. She took offense. She wanted to punch him out. All of a sudden, this big guy and this woman grab her, and they shove her out the door.
Wow.
So she apparently,
you hear her yelling as she's going out the door?
You can hear her actually outside. The doors are closed through the windows. Everybody laughing. You can still hear her yelling and screaming outside in the parking lot. This was a tough Jersey chick.
Wow.
Right. So at the end, you know, Dave gets done. I get done. You know, we're all done. We were sitting back in the little green room for a second. Dave goes, what the hell happened? I go, I don't know. He goes, what did you say? I set her off. And I said, I know. I mentioned the Hillary stuff. I said, someone's doing the Hillary thing. He goes, I bet you it's the Hillary stuff. Sure enough, he come to find out from a family member who came and said, you were very funny. It turned out she's a major Hillary supporter, like was devastated when Hillary lost and just needed someone to fucking, you know, sharpen her claws on so she went after me. So I didn't suck balls. It's just she can't take a fucking joke. So we now call it, we melted a snowflake.
Yeah, well.
So that's what happened in Jersey.
Yeah, okay. Well, you needed, you know, when you go to a comedy show.
Yeah.
Be ready to take a joke.
Exactly. Yeah. And we say in the beginning, this is a non-PC show. So if you're sensitive or easily offended, please get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We say that.
Wow.
People cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Before they bring me on, Dave says that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, this part, it's okay unless I'm talking about Hillary.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So Jersey was fantastic. The next show will be the Colonial Tavern, I think. I think it's April 17th.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's close to me. I'll be there.
Exactly. I hope you are.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll be on time this time.
Bitching. Yeah. You missed half my set last time.
Pam?
I don't know if I was going to talk about this, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to. Go
if you
it.
Want to.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you wanted to do something.
Just intervention.
We'll do it on the air, but we could do it here right now.
Okay, live. Whenever I want.
Yeah.
That's really all I have going on that I wanted to talk about because I hated this week. It was like the worst week ever.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I was like off my game all week.
Now you're fine.
Oh, you noticed. Someone
if
had
this
to say,
printer
hey,
wasn't in the way.
I'm the dick
you
in the room.
See my
I'm the
eyes
I suck balls. Remember? Go ahead.
Right. I feel like I should play REM Everybody Hurts right now.
Everybody right. hurts sometimes.
So,
so
you got a letter.
I did. Really? I got home from work yesterday and I see this letter. I'm like, oh God. I see it from the warden and I open it up. And it's a warning saying that I have received a received a complaint regarding your dog or dogs, as checked below. So somebody apparently called the dog warden and complained that I let my dog roam.
Which you don't.
You don't.
Which
no,
I really don't.
Right. Yeah.
At all. Unless she's in my backyard when I'm with her, but that's not considered roaming if
no,
we're in our, my own backyard.
Yeah,
I would not think that's roaming.
Didn't you put a dog costume walk on the neighborhood, do you?
No, sir.
That's probably what they saw.
She's going to the trash again.
Yeah,
maybe, I'm hungry. I need lunch.
Bang,
yeah,
bang,
maybe
bang.
In the middle of the night before you leave
She's
for work.
By the restaurants again. Get
when
her
you're
out
going
of here.
To the garbage cans.
Yeah. So
yeah, grocery shopping is expensive.
You don't do that.
So I haven't told you that. So yeah, I called the dog warden and I was like, "What is the deal with this?" And she said, "Yes, yeah, somebody complained."
Do you think someone complained?
I was thinking about it, and I don't know who, because I'm like, I
You're good with the neighbors.
I'm good. I'm friends with all my, I'm going out with my neighbor tonight. Right. I'm friends with all of my neighbors.
Right. And the dog doesn't roam.
I have never let her roam. That's what I don't understand.
No, you don't. You're very careful.
Milford's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like over the top.
Oh, yeah. Almost 10 years in Milford living there. Batshit crazy big time.
This is revenge for her not shoveling her sidewalk. That's what it is.
It must be that.
It started with that.
This is part two.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Part two.
Yep. The cops came to my house and left a warning sign. Somebody called the cops because I didn't shovel my sidewalk, but I couldn't because...
I have a guest idea. Pam, I'd like you to book the dog warden from Milford on the show in studio.
Yeah. First you gotta cut through the red tape and then get them here.
You should bring Roxy here that day too. Oh, have her
and
here
just, yeah, I and know. Just say that we want to just talk about dogs and proper
stuff like that,
treating of dogs or whatever.
Right, don't make them some kind of casseroles. You're like dog shit. Yeah.
So yesterday when I was walking around my neighborhood, I had her on a leash and I was like looking at everybody.
Yeah, like go ahead.
Like what? What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you want
She's on a leash, assholes.
You want someone else? Okay, okay.
You're like the crazy guy on the bus we played at 9:20.
Come on, you want a shot?
Yeah.
You want a shot? Take a
you
shot.
You want a shot? Yeah. Come on.
Here
Come
I am.
On.
I'm with the dog. Take a shot. Take a shot.
I got a bag of poop. I'm not afraid to throw it at you. I've done it before.
That's true. And she wails with accuracy.
Oh, yeah. That felt so good that
Sad,
day.
Sad but true.
Sad but true.
Yes.
Phil?
All right. So I'm excited for my weekend, but I had a weird week because Amanda and I like to go to the movies and we realized that we didn't see any of the Oscar nominated movies. You had asked everybody to at least see one. We actually never got around to doing that. So by the time the Oscars happened, I was like, oh, fuck it. We're not going to make it happen now. So the Tuesday after the Oscars, we decided we were going to go see Split, which is the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, which is actually very good. It's fucking terrifying. Very, very good. I enjoyed it anyway. But after the movie, I had to pee so bad. Like the minute like the credits started to roll, I was like, I got to go. And I ran to the bathroom. And it was already packed. Everybody's peeing at the urinal. So I'm like, I'm just going to get into the stall. And I'm used to like when you go to lock the stall, there's like a little like hitch that it slips into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this one had a lap. So the latch comes over like a little.
Right.
Oh.
And when I slid it in my I totally geeshed the entire side of my finger.
Oh, in the bathroom.
Public movie theater bathroom. So I turn around and it just like, it looks like someone came in and just like held their dick and like spun it around like a helicopter and just started peeing everywhere. I'm like, there's urine everywhere. I'm in a chamber of piss with an open wound bleeding. I was like, I don't even have to go to the bathroom. So I pee and I don't want to touch anything. So I'm like using like my sleeve on my sweater and I'm like hitting the thing, like trying to get the door out. I use my elbow to hit the door open. I wash my hands in scalding hot water like 8 times. I get out and Amanda's like, what are we going to do? I was like, I have to go home. I was like, I have an open wound, and I feel like I have herpes of the finger right now.
Emergency, quickly!
An open wound.
I have an open wound.
He's got like a scratch.
So, no, it was bad. It was gross. Right on the knuckle, too.
Oh, no, it hurts.
So
you have to move that.
There's a gash in the men's room.
I drove, so I get in, and we're leaving the parking lot, and there's a light, a red light, and it's dark, and I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, and I see no cars, and I went to go left on a red, like, just because I wasn't thinking.
You're bleeding.
Mm-hmm. I never went through the light, but, like, I took my foot off the brake. I hit the gas. I'm like, oh, idiot, what are you doing? So I hit the brake, and I look behind me, and there is a cop 2 inches off of my bumper.
No.
So his lights are on, but not flashing, just, like, on.
Yeah.
So I look at Amanda, and I was like, listen, when this light turns green and I get pulled over, just do me a favor and say nothing. She's like, you think you're going to get pulled over? I was like, definitely. I have my left blinker on, and I basically just went like, I'm going through a red light, and look how close he is to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have an open wound.
Now, yeah.
So that's what I was going to say.
Like, who'd
I was
you
like,
punch?
Look, I cut my finger. I just wanted to get out of here. I realized it was a red light, and I stopped. I'm sorry.
And then so, Amanda could easily say, he punched me in the face.
Yeah. That's my blood on his finger.
So we leave, and he's right on me, right? So I make the left, and I'm going straight, and I'm like doing exactly the speed limit. And then he pulled into a parking lot and turned around. I was like, oh,
God. Thank God.
Big relief.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to mess with this kid.
Shit, basically, is what they do.
That's the worst. You have to do the speed limit.
Yep.
But I always do like 5 miles over.
There's a speed limit?
But like every 5 minutes, I've been washing my hand because I'm just, I don't know what's in my finger now.
I don't blame you.
Someone's gross. I think you got to just cut that
right
off.
Right, movie piss.
I love how you cut.
Sequel.
Yeah. I love how you cut your finger. And what's the movie called you saw?
Split. Split my finger.
Right.
He split his finger.
Yep.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild all weekend. Can't wait.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing about that Monday morning.
Yeah. If I'm here.
if you don't die from some kind of weird
finger.
Staring
movie
at a
theater
screen.
Urine illness.
Right.
With your gaping open wound.
Ugh.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Yay.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
That's the Week in Review podcast. Thanks for listening. Follow us on all the social media sites. And if you could subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yep.
We'd love it.
Please.
Suggest it to your friends.
Yep.
Comment in the comment section. It helps.
Help brother out.
And which you always do. And thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Love you.
And happy birthday to Dom, motherfucker.
Yeah, happy birthday to Dom.
Horn, motherfucker.
Good one.
Ooh, right in my ear.
Happy birthday, Dom.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.